Let's talk about why penetration testing is so crucial for your work, for your company, and honestly, for the entire healthcare ecosystem.
Well, what's so captivating about this topic is that healthcare is a prime target for these cyber attacks.
For sure.
You know, consequences go way beyond just stolen data.
Right.
We're talking about potential disruptions to critical infrastructure, eroded public trust, and even risk to patient safety. It's a high-stakes game.
Yeah, no, it's true. And the blog article's a pretty stark picture of the financial fallout, too. Like, you know, on average, a healthcare data breach costs a company almost $10
million.
Wow. $10 million, that's a lot of money, yeah.
It is.
No joke. And it's not just about the direct hit to the bottom line, right? There are all these hidden costs that ripple outward as well.
That's a key point. A lot of times we only focus on the immediate costs of a breach, like regulatory fines, legal fees, credit monitoring, you know, for affected companies. But what this article does so well is to highlight the less obvious long-term consequences. For starter, there's the damage to your company's reputation, and almost a quarter of patients say that it would switch providers after a breach. I mean, that's a huge loss of trust, and it takes years to build that. And
definitely,
it also impacts your ability to attract and retain top talent. Who wants to work for a company with a known security problem?
Yeah, nobody wants to touch that. And
right,
that's not even factoring in the potential for lawsuits. This article mentions that failure to comply HIPAA security requirements can lead to massive fines, costing healthcare organizations potentially millions of dollars.
Absolutely. HIPAA violations can be incredibly costly, and they often stem from vulnerabilities that could have been identified and addressed through penetration testing.
So it's like an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, but for cybersecurity.
The article's good.
The article uses a great analogy. It compares penetration testing to having a security expert try to break into your house before a burglar does, so you can find and fix those weak spots.
Exactly. And in the healthcare world, those weak spots can be anything, from unpatched software to misconfigured APIs to insecure medical devices. The more connected healthcare becomes, the larger the attack surface grows, and the more critical those proactive security measures need to become. That's why health IT developers are not just writing code, right? They're building the very foundation of these systems. Security can't be an afterthought. It's got to be baked in from the start.
Okay, so let's get practical here. What are some concrete steps that developers can take to make sure they're building secure systems? This article does mention some specific recommendations.
One of the most important things is to just understand the entire ecosystem you're working within. So that means knowing where your applications fit into the larger healthcare network, what data they handle, and where the potential vulnerabilities lie.
Yeah.
Think about APIs, third-party integrations, even the medical devices themselves. Every connection point is a potential entry point for an attacker.
That's so true. And, you know, we touched on legacy systems earlier, and I have to imagine those are major headaches for developers. They are. Like, how do you even begin to secure systems that are, well, ancient, so to speak?
It's definitely a challenge. Many healthcare organizations are just stuck with these outdated systems, but that doesn't mean security professionals and developers are powerless.
Okay.
They can advocate for isolating those systems from the rest of the network.
It's interesting, kind of like creating a digital quarantine zone.
Yeah, like that. I'm guessing strong authentication measures are critical to ensuring only authorized users can access those systems.
Multi-factor authentication is a must. And of course, you need to make sure those legacy systems are patched and updated as much as possible, even if it's just for security updates. It's not a perfect solution, but it's a necessary step.
Okay, so we've got entry point legacy systems. What other security considerations should be top of mind for health IT developers and security personnel?
Cloud security is a huge one. Healthcare organizations are moving to the cloud at an incredible pace.
Yep.
But the cloud introduces its own set of unique challenges. Developers need to be aware of what's called the share responsibility model. What security measures the cloud provider is responsible for and what falls on your shoulders. Misconfigured cloud environments are a major source of vulnerabilities.
And that's something that penetration testing can really help uncover.
It's like having a team of expert hackers on your side. but the ethical kind.
Yeah.
They can help you find those weaknesses before someone with malicious intent does.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it can help you understand not just that a vulnerability exists, but how it could be exploited in a real-world attack.
Yeah.
That's the value of penetration testing. It's not just theoretical. It simulates real-world attack scenarios.
Mm. So it's not just about passing a test. It's about truly understanding how secure your systems are and what steps you need to take to improve that security posture.
Yes, and it's not just about protecting data. It's about protecting patients. A security breach can disrupt healthcare operations, delay treatment, and even put lives at risk.
Mm, that's a sobering thought.
Yeah.
And it really drives home the point that this is about so much more than just compliance or checking boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Specials prioritize it. It's clear that penetration testing isn't just a good idea. It's a necessity for healthcare organizations, especially with all the sensitive patient data they handle.
Absolutely. And it's an ongoing process, too. You just can't do it once and call it a day.
Right.
The threat landscape is constantly changing. So you need to be continuously evaluating and improving your security posture.
So what are the key takeaways then?
I think the most important thing is to just remember that security is everyone's responsibility. It's not
Yes.
just the IT department's job. Health IT executives have a responsibility to prioritize it. Health IT developers have a crucial role as well in building security at every stage of the development process.
It's like building a house. You don't wait until it's finished to start thinking about security. You have to build it in from the foundation up.
And that starts with understanding the risks. Developers need to be aware of the potential vulnerabilities in their systems and the tactics that the attackers might use to exploit them.
Yeah, they need to be proactive. Don't wait for a breach to happen before you take action.
Mm-hmm. Invest in penetration testing and other security measures, like now, to protect your company and your reputation and, most importantly, patient safety.
For sure. Like I said already, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in the world of healthcare, cybersecurity, that couldn't be more true.
But we need to remember that penetration testing is just one piece of the puzzle. It's important to adopt a comprehensive approach to security that includes things like coding practices, regular security training, and strong incident response plans.
Yeah, completely agree. To me, the way I look at it, it's all about building that culture of security. And mm-hmm. and that starts with awareness and education.